I gotta say, I did a double take when I saw that there's a musical version of an Adam Sandler movie being put on by the Saskatoon Summer Players at the Broadway Theater. I'm talking, of course, about The Wedding Singer. And I've got a couple of personnel from the production with us here in the studio. So director, Braden Moore, and lead actress playing Julia Sullivan, Riel Fiddler Jukes. You guys, thank you so much for being in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you.
It's an honor to have you guys here. Really, really exciting that there's such a classic Sandler movie that was adapted into a musical and that it's gracing us here in Saskatoon. So how does this, I guess the first question I have in my mind, and this is kind of directed at people who are familiar with the film, how does this differ from the movie, the experience of watching the movie?
So the interesting thing that happens when they do kind of like these movie adaptations onto Broadway and then, you know, we get them and we do them, is that there's two ways that it goes. Either they're doing a jukebox musical, something like Mamma Mia, and they license all the music, right? The other direction that they can go is they don't license that music because it costs a lot of money.
Yes.
And they rewrite all their own music, keeping the important things, though. So, for example, in The Wedding Singer, the two songs that were written by Adam Sandler are the two songs that have been kept. The rest have all been rewritten and made their own by the people that did The Wedding Singer adaptation, but it just makes it really fit so much better to the stage than if we just had, like, say, Jesse's Girl and Love is a Battlefield. Follows the same tone. There, you know, there's different styles. There's some disco. There's some almost some like Jackson 5, a little bit of 70s in there. And then we still get those good comedic songs that Adam Sandler did.
So this begins November 13th. Who is going to get the most out of seeing a show like this? Like, who's the target? Who do you think would enjoy this the most?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's for all ages, but I would say it's for a lot of ages. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, young kids probably not, but up from there, you know, 11, 12 years old up would really, really enjoy it. There's, you know, humor that is understandable for kids. There's also stuff that, you know, will only really get caught by their parents. And folks, I think a big part of the audience for this one too is people who lived in the 80s or, you know, want to take kind of a nostalgia walk.
Well, and that's the thing about Wedding Singer. It takes place in the mid 80s. There's going to be that 80s nostalgia.
Yeah.
Riel, so you are playing the female lead, Julia Sullivan. That is the Drew Barrymore character from the movie. What did it take to prepare for a role like this? Did you watch a bunch of the movie going into it?
No, actually, me and my husband, who is also playing Robbie Hart in the musical, who's the Adam Sandler character, we had actually watched it for the first time after we were cast. So it's going to be different. Our takes are quite different, but we kept a lot of the humor, a lot of that awkward kind of like falling in love-ness to it all. And I think it's going to be a really great heartfelt show. I think people who enjoy Adam Sandler movies will really appreciate the humor that the writers kept in the show as well.
Yeah, love
so
that.
So I think everybody can find something humorous about it.
And did you say that your husband is playing Robbie Hart?
He is,
so
yes.
So that's so awesome. And you don't see this very often, that the actor and actress playing love interests are actually partners in real life.
Yeah, and Brady can kind of speak to how we have to kind of take a step back because we're really good at the romance stuff, but kind of easing into it has been the difficult part for us because we are so used to just jumping in together and being weird and awkward and just kind of ourselves all the time. So it's been
interesting. I often have to remind them and be like, you know, Riel, you just approached Jory. It wasn't Julia approaching Robbie, because you wouldn't have gotten that close that quick. You wouldn't have, you know, been in his space that quickly if you didn't know him. So it's the opposite challenge from what you often have as a director, right? Which is where you have scenes of, we say intimacy, but that sounds, you know, a little more than it is. Kissing, usually you have to work into that and it's really awkward.
That's so easy for you.
Whereas I have to back them, I have to work backwards.
Yeah.
Right? We have to work back in the awkwardness and be like, no, you guys, like, this is a new thing for the characters.
Yeah, it's definitely been a new learning experience as a performer, but it's been a great time, and I know the rest of the cast is just having a blast as well.
Well, it's kind of awesome that you get a unique challenge when you go into a project like this, because at the end of the day, you are an artist, and at the end of the day, as an artist, you do want to challenge yourself with new experiences, right?
Absolutely, and on a personal level, getting to do this experience in this show with my husband is something I'll treasure for a very long time.
Well, Well, I'm really excited to see what you guys have cooked up with this. The Wedding Singer, presented by Saskatoon Summer Players at the Broadway Theater, goes November 13th to 16th. Brayden Moore, director, and Riel Fiddler-Jukes, lead actress playing Julia Sullivan in The Wedding Singer. And again, whether you are an Adam Sandler fan or you just want a really good night out seeing a romantic musical comedy, this is going to be for you. And you guys, best of luck with this run of The Wedding Singer.
Thank you so much.